This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
First is cut out dairy and eggs. Then you need to do this. Then you do this. And trust me, 3 to 4 weeks, all your acne will be gone. Your skin will be clean. I was like, oh my God.
Yes. I obviously don't care enough that I'm posting it on the internet, but you care enough to comment on all my videos. It's very interesting.
In your head, you're gonna think that clear skin's gonna make me happy.
And when my skin is clear, it's like you still feel that little like empty. Like it's not what you think it is, in my opinion.
Welcome back, guys, to Loud Talk with Lavi. I missed you. Today we have a guest episode, and if you're new to the show, I'll let you know that we do guest episodes every second week, and then between those, we do individual episodes that I like to call like my loud thoughts / therapy sessions, where I just talk about anything and anything that I think is important that needs to be talked about more in the industry, all of that good stuff. So today I have a really special guest coming on. She's a content creator, but she's also a girl with that business mindset, coming out with her own brand, and really just breaking down those walls of beauty standards when it comes to acne in the industry and making a change and removing that stigma that acne is unprofessional or looked at as gross or childish, and really just giving acne a new light and something that we shouldn't be ashamed about. So I'm really excited to have her on. We actually covered a lot in this episode, everything from her Accutane journey and kind of the side effects that she experienced on that and why she came off of it early, to how she started on social media, how she grew her confidence in her skin and being more comfortable showing her real skin online and in person, and having the courage to go more makeup free, how she deals with unsolicited advice, and even switching career paths and what led her to the position she is in today as a new business owner. So without further ado, let's get into this episode. Let's get loud. Make sure you're watching on YouTube if you want to see us chat, and it's just more of an experience that way at the Loud Talk with Lavi YouTube channel. And if you are commuting to work or school and have your headphones in and you're listening on audio, love you as well. Thank you for tuning in, and let's get loud. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I have a really special guest, the Katie Smith, or should I say that Katie Smith, your handle? Hi. Thanks for being here.
Yes, I'm so excited. I don't think I've ever done a podcast before.
Oh, first one. Oh my gosh, so exciting. Obviously, for those of you that don't know Katie, you're like the, I don't know, you're so like confident online, I feel like, and you're just so open. You talk about like your acne journey. You love like showing pimple patches and all of that. And sometimes when I'm looking at your content, you're just so real in it. But then I look at your comments sometimes and people are like so angry. It's too of just like the unsolicited advice, you know, people just freaking out over just like how your skin looks, which is like at the end of the day, this is the thing that always baffles me when I get those comments, is like, you're not the one dealing it with. They care so
much. Crazy. Like I obviously don't care enough that I'm posting it on the internet, but you care enough to comment on all my videos. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Literally this morning, I woke up to a YouTube first notification on my phone bright and early. Literally the longest comment I've gotten on YouTube, like paragraphs, Katie, of first thing you need to do is cut out dairy and eggs. Then you need to do this. Then you do this. And trust me, 3 to 4 weeks, all your acne will be gone. Your skin will be clean. I was like, oh my God.
Yes. I've been waiting for this.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, 9to5 Skin, which also happens to be my beauty brand. And let me tell you, one of the biggest misconceptions about acne is that it is a hygiene issue. And you'd think when 80% of the world struggles with it, this would be more talked about. But the issue is the beauty industry has trained our minds into frantically buying every single product we see online with these crazy, unrealistic before and afters that tell you this one product will completely clear your skin. And not only that, it's going to take away every pore, every scar, and transform your skin in a matter of a few weeks. I don't view skincare like that. I was sick of seeing real skin not being represented, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. This is 9to5 Skin, where we only show real skin, real results, because skincare at the end of the day is a supplement. It should be helping your skin along the process, no matter where your skin's at in the journey. I struggle with hormonal acne, and these are products that just help me in my day-to-day, make me feel good in my skin. And before you say anything, this is not just another influencer-founded brand. My name is Lavinia, and I'm a fully 100% self-funded brand. We're doing things a little bit differently over here, non-traditional, and bringing a little bit of my engineered solution to skincare, like Spray Away. It's our best calming yet hydrating mist. I wanted to pull together my experience as a content creator for the past 10 years, where I've tested out hundreds, if not thousands, of products with my background in chemical engineering and business to create a brand that doesn't make you feel like something immediately needs to be fixed. I wanted 9to5 to be that brand. When you pick up the product, you instantly feel more confident in your skin, because hating your skin into healing is not possible. We need to focus on skincare that promotes progress over perfection. Of course, we're keeping our products affordable and accessible, and from one acne prone girly to another, remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and shop 9to5 at 9to5skin.com. Again, you can find all of our products at 9to5skin.com, and our 4-piece bundle is $20 off. You heard me, whole $20 off. You can get the full 4-piece set. I was like, perfect.
I've never heard that before.
Yes. It was just so fun, because I'm like, the time, this person probably took a good like 15 minutes, because it was
Isn't that so crazy? People are literally taking time out of their day.
I know. And sometimes I know it does come from a good place, but yes, other times I'm like, I know you've never had a pimple in your life. Like, you know, it's funny. I literally went to a naturopath yesterday, and I like asked her about like food and stuff. And she's like, honestly, the relation between food and acne is really, really minimal. Obviously, certain things can trigger things, like if you're gluten intolerant stuff. But she's like, for the most part, that's usually not what people deal with. It's usually just like hormonal stress, genetic. Yeah. And I'm like, thank you. I was like, can you say that one more time? Let me get it for TikTok.
Once a month, I have to tell, like once a month around like my period or like luteal phase, I have to remind people that acne can be hormonal.
Right.
Because my skin is always worse.
Yeah.
But like, it's fine.
It happens. So I guess my first question for you, like, obviously, even just like starting off this conversation, you just like radiate confidence online. Did you always kind of have that like confident side to you? Were you really confident growing up, or did that kind of come with time?
I think it came like the more I found like the community online. I feel like it's just more being comfortable, in my opinion, than being confident. I mean, obviously, like, I do feel like I am confident. But growing up, I always thought, like, this is kind of sad. I don't know. I always felt like the ugly friend or, like, the weird friend. I don't know why. I just always did. But I feel like finding people, like, that understood literally everything about what I was insecure about and, like, the struggle and, like, everything like that. I feel like that's what helped me feel more comfortable online and kind of, like, radiate that confidence and be able to talk about everything. I'm a pretty open book in general, so.
Yeah.
I
relate to that so much, because I feel like once I started posting about online, it's like, okay, well, if I'm posting that I'm like comfortable in my skin online, I have to be that in real life too. Like, it kind of made me, you know, practice what I preached online.
Definitely
in a way
does. There's no hiding.
No, and it keeps you really accountable. And anytime I would feel that like drop, or you know, because we're human, we all have it. I think that's the issue. Sometimes people look at us and think, oh, they're always confident, never have a bad day. No. The reality is we do, but on those days where I would have a bad day, it's like take out the phone, record a video, and then I'd instantly feel better. I love what you said about like finding people that you can relate to with too, because I think that's one of my biggest pieces of advice. Actually, Angelina, I had her on like the second episode of Loud Talk, like two years. She was my first guest, and the thing that she said in that episode that stuck with me ever since was like, cleanse your social media, follow people that look like you, you know? And such good advice, because it's so true, like building that community, especially with like today's beauty standards and stuff. Like, we have so much pressure put on us, and we're seeing so many faces that look different to us, and we compare ourselves. So you like, you might as well find people that you can relate with and help out. And clearly you've done that in an amazing way, built a big community. But I'm sure you get the questions too, like, okay, what do you do, you know, to help with your confidence or that comfortability, like you said? What are your kind of like tips when it comes to
My
confidence.
biggest tip, and I remember when I first started posting, I did this thing called No Makeup Mondays. I had just like come off of Accutane, so I had insane scars, like my cheeks were so red, which is fine, that's just part of it or whatever. And I would force myself every Monday to like live my life without makeup. And as I started doing that, I found myself wearing makeup less and less and less and less. And so I feel like easing yourself into being confident, like fake it till you make it, but like easing yourself into it. You don't have to just stop wearing makeup cold turkey and go, like, if you go to the grocery store with no makeup on one time a week, that's good. 'Cause like throughout your week, you're gonna start feeling more comfortable doing that. That's my biggest step, is just easing into it. Like, I'm never saying don't ever wear makeup, don't ever cover it up, or else like da 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 da. But yeah, just yourself into it. Don't
That's
expect.
amazing advice. And I think with makeup, it's such an interesting thing because, like, I love makeup. I've always been like a glam girl, but switching that mindset from like, I'm using makeup to make myself up and I have to wear it, I have to put it on, or I'm not like acceptable, to I'm going to put on makeup because I have fun with it. And some days I'm not going to. Having that more positive relationship with makeup. And I think the No Makeup Mondays is such an amazing idea because it's like one time a week where you're like, okay, today's the day. And then, yeah, I think it's just like fixing that relationship. But I kind of did something similar during COVID because I was like in online school and I was like, all right, I'm not going anywhere anyways. So I started doing makeup looks without covering my acne. And it brought back that creativity in me because I was like, oh my gosh, this is why I love makeup, like doing the eyeshadow and the fun looks. But it doesn't feel like I have to cover my skin now. And yeah, there's still days where I do like full glam stuff, but then it's like fixing that relationship so that when you take that makeup off, you don't feel like, oh, I'm like so ugly and not being mean to yourself in the mirror. Okay, wait, backtracking there a little bit. I didn't even know you went on Accutane. Let's talk about that a little bit.
So when I first started posting, I actually was documenting like my Accutane journey. I ended up getting off of it early and didn't stay on it because it gave me like incredible anxiety, like so bad, like couldn't sleep. So bad. Yeah, like I was paranoid. It was crazy. But yeah, I mean, it definitely, I was only on it like 2, 2.5 months, and it definitely reduced a lot of my acne, but a lot of mine is like very hormonal. My body's very sensitive. So yeah, I mean, I was on it. I definitely have done it. It was years ago now, like I guess, oh my God, I've been doing this for a long time, maybe like 3 years.
No, that's so. Did you feel like you had struggles with anxiety pre-Accutane? Okay. Interesting.
And that's a thing, like a lot of doctors should ask you about like your mental health and all that kind of stuff before, because it's like a known side effect to give you like depression or like anxiety. My doctor was weird and just like put me on it, and it made me feel kind of uneasy because she didn't even ask, and like I'm on depression meds, so the fact that she didn't even ask is crazy. But yeah, no, I didn't. The anxiety went away. If it happens to anyone, I did have to take some meds for like a couple months, but it did go away, so we're fine. But
Good. That's so interesting because I think, I think that's a huge issue. Just that, not having the resources to be educated on it. And a lot of people, go to the doctors. Like, I've gone to the doctor for issues not even related to my acne. And then they see my skin. The first thing they say is, like, let's get you on Accutane in the meantime. I'm like, girl, I didn't even ask for that,
girl, when I tell you, I went to the gynecologist and she was talking to me about my skin. I was like, this is not the place. Not
No,
the
please.
place. That was like,
Please.
please. Oh
No,
my
the way
God.
like anyone, it's like an invitation. Like the way I've been stopped on the street to be told like what cleanser to buy. I'm like, I don't know you.
Like, imagine at the grocery store was always so bad for me. People would talk at the grocery store. And it's kind of like, do people go? Okay, so like, I don't know how politically correct this is, but do people like go up to people, like, they're like, oh, that person looks unhealthy or that person looks overweight, and they walk up to them with diet tips? Not normally. I feel like they normally, mind their business. Why do you feel like it's not the same, but it's like, it's similar. Like, why do you feel like you have the right to come up to me and tell me what to do with my health?
Just that unsolicited advice.
Yes.
But yeah, back to the Accutane thing. I think what you said there with the whole mental health, like asking before, like, how's your mental health? I think that's so odd to me because oftentimes when someone does struggle with acne, their mental health is like compromised, because it is such like it does add such a like emotional and mental toll to your health. So that is so interesting. I've never been on it, but I'm very like I was very curious once you mentioned that you had been on it and not like the full term as well. What was kind of that decision point for you to come off it and prioritize like your body and your mental health versus, because I know for me, I've even had dermatologists say, or like doctors say to me, like, I will never forget this, but one doctor, when I was telling him about the fact that I was worried about the side effects of Accutane and I didn't want to put my body through that, he's like, well, you're gonna have to like take.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
On some of the wrists to just have clear skin. And I was like, I will never forget that because to me, I'd rather have like, you know, imperfect skin the rest of my life than compromise the rest of my like health and my mental health. Cause I'm like, if I'm not healthy up here, like what,
100%. Nothing's gonna
you
work.
know, nothing's gonna work. So, and I've even gotten comments online being like, you just have to, you know, like, or people telling me like, I had to stay on it. Like, I would do anything to clear my skin, like go under any side effects. And I understand that because it is like acne's tough and no one wants it, you know? But what was that? Yeah, what kind of influenced you to be like, you know what, I need to prioritize my mental here? Because I think a lot of people struggle with that of like they want the clear skin, they want the, you know, good side effects, hopefully of Accutane, but they're willing to kind of compromise it all to get that.
Yeah, I feel like I've always kind of had the mindset kind of similar to you. Like, I'd rather be happy than have clear skin. Like, at the end of the day, like, I just would rather be happy. I'd rather be happy than rich, like all those things. And so whenever I found myself like not acting like myself, I could never relax. Like, it was just so out of character for what I was used to. And I was already like used to like having mental health issues, like you said, with acne, but just in general, like, I just, you know, struggle with that. And so it was just always like, listen, we already deal with this. I'm not trying to make this worse. We've tried it. Let's move on. Just like with any other acne medication, like I was like, I've tried everything. On to the next. I don't know.
Okay, to kind of like back that, then when someone kind of just says like, okay, well, Katie, like the only thing that's going to make me happy is if I don't have acne. What's kind of your thoughts there?
That's so hard. Because I mean, I feel like people think that way, but my skin has fluctuated. I've had acne for like ever, like 10 years. And when my skin is clear, it's like you still feel that little like empty, like it's not what you think it is, in my opinion.
Right.
Sure, it does take a little bit off of you, but once you experience it, you're like, oh, it's cute to like not have to put on makeup, but like you're so used to being worried about it, you're like, now what? Like, I don't know. But I always say, like, if you feel like it's the time for you to go on a medication or go on Accutane, I don't know, just do what you think will be best for you. Like, I'm never gonna knock someone for trying Accutane. I've tried it. I'm never gonna knock someone for trying an antibiotic. Like,
totally.
No, no. I just feel like just try whatever you think, whatever works, works for you. And that's what's important, honestly, is that you're happy at the end of the day. Like, whatever you feel like you need to do in that time, just do it. Like, I'm never going to say, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have the same mindset of like, you have to listen to your body. I think the only thing with that is like, get educated on like different options, you know, like understand it. And I think don't be pressured into like a certain solution just because everyone says, like, for example, yeah, I was like, go on Accutane. Like, that doesn't mean you have to go on it unless you think it's the right option for you. But the whole happiness thing, I always say, like, in your head, you're going to think that clear skin is going to make me happy. And yeah, I mean, I would love to not have like the pain of acne or, you know, this and this and this. But let's say you have clear skin tomorrow, you're going to find the next thing to like get down yourself about.
Exactly. It's like when rich people are depressed and everyone's like, if I was rich, I would never be depressed. And it's like, once you get there, you just find something else to like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just covering up other things that you could be unhappy about. So
totally. And that goes with anything in life, like career wise, anything. Like, you're like, oh, I can't, like, if I have this job, I'll be like perfectly satisfied. Like, I felt that, like, I just recently finished school and I was like, once I finish school, all my life issues will be solved. And then I finished school and tell me why I was more stressed than ever before. And I'm like, what is happening? So there was going to be something there. And then you talked about how that was kind of the start of your, you know, posting online and stuff, like posting your acne journey was with that with the Accutane journey, what kind of made you want to be like, okay, you know what, I'm going to post this online, which is usually something people, if anything, try to hide and kind of cover up.
You know what's so crazy is in 2020, I was posting like college vlogs and stuff like that.
Okay, slay.
Yeah, that's how I kind of got into it because it was just for fun. Like I was just posting on YouTube
Yeah.
and I posted on TikTok in like 22 or something like this. And all the comments were about my acne. It wasn't like it wasn't even an acne video. I actually
Right.
used to hate skincare, like honestly, because it was so frustrating for me. And I didn't know what to do. So like I honestly used to like avoid it at all costs. But all the comments were always like advice on my skin and this and this and
Right.
this. And so I just kind of ran with it almost. Like I just was answering questions all the time about my acne. And so it kind of happened like very, very naturally. And like I said, the more I talked about it with people who understood and could validate that
Yeah.
experience, the better and easier it was for me to talk about it. Because before that, like the year before I went on Accutane, I didn't like barely left my house. Like my friends, like literally after I
Wow.
posting, were like, "Where have you been?" I'm like literally at home. So I definitely wasn't always comfortable doing that. But like I said, whenever I found the community that understood and like actually wanted to talk about it, and I felt like I could talk about it with them,
Yeah.
it was like a good outlet almost.
Did you find that? Because I always found this, I was almost more comfortable posting like my bare skin, talking about my acne online than like walking to the grocery store makeup free. Did you find that as well? Because you just said that you were like not leaving your house then, but you were posting these videos online.
Oh, 100%. No, for sure.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe it's because online it like feels fake, even though like sure,
Right.
millions of people see our skin like every month. And like the two people at the grocery store, maybe it's because like you can see their reactions real time. Like if they're staring,
Yeah.
you're like, I don't know. It's just more like you're in real life. The internet not real. And like
Totally.
I can't fathom like all the likes and comments as real people. Does that make sense? Like
No,
it's so
totally.
crazy. I'm like, nah, like I'm just posting da-da-da. Like I don't
Yeah,
think.
it doesn't feel as like real, and it's like I don't know, like comments, like hate comments online roll off my back so easily. Like if someone's like, "You're so ugly," well, I'm like, "Okay."
Next, yeah.
And like I literally like don't really care that much, which yeah, I want to ask you like kind of handle that as well, like not only the negativity that comes with it, but also all the advice. I know for me, it sometimes gets really, it's more the unsolicited advice that gets me onto it, but it's like, okay, you guys don't think I haven't tried all this before, you know? Like, how do you kind of handle that or like deal with it mentally?
Yeah, at first it was definitely really, really hard. Like I definitely, you know, have cried over it or like
Yeah.
not posted certain days because I'm like, I cannot deal with you guys today.
Right.
And sometimes I'll still do that. I'll be like, you guys are being mean to me. I'm getting off.
Enough.
No, literally. But I feel like I've just had to stop. Like, look, I don't even read my comments anymore, which is awful and it's hard. But sometimes I do respond to some, and I feel like once a month I say the same thing in the same video because people comment the same stuff over and over and over, which is fine because they're not going to scroll back and like look through your stuff.
Right.
So like sometimes I do answer and I just try to be nice about it. Some people like to fight in the comments. Some people will defend you in the comments, which is so funny. Like I'm obsessed with those people. They're like, she has done Accutane. Da, da, da. And I'm like,
They know your whole. I love that so much
no,
when
I
they're
love
like,
it. I don't know if you have people like that, but I'm like,
oh
what?
yeah, when they come like to defend you, like I always get like, yeah, the defense where it's like, actually, if you look back at her video, she's done this and this and this. She's on a Razzlo. I'm like, thank you.
She's like, actually in 2024, October 10th, like, yeah, literally.
No, totally. And I'm kind of the same way, especially when I was like breaking them, so I don't even like read, or I read through to find like the perfect comment to reply to just keep like the ball rolling,
Yeah,
you
I
know?
only look at my comment. Like, I don't even have notifications on. Like you said to get a
Yeah.
notification this morning. I don't have any notifications on for any of my social media, and I haven't for a while. Just because, like, when I feel mentally strong, then I'll read the comments. Every other day, I don't normally read the comments because I'm like, I just can't do it, you know?
No, totally. I think it's like just creating that boundary. And I mean, I think the coolest thing is people always get mad at me for like posting my acne online, or I don't know if you've gotten this, but the accusations that I like make myself have acne because I
Yes,
wouldn't
I
have a
have been getting.
job. I'm like, girl, do you think I'm crazy? Like, how
No.
do you even do?
I do get those. Yeah.
I get that all the time, and I'm like, okay, like, you know, like, isn't it just like, I don't know, I think it's kind of cool that I've like been able to turn like a huge insecurity into, you know, but people always like forget to like, I've been posting kind of similar to you, like I've been posting videos online for years, started on YouTube, kind of fell into this space, not by accident, I was always in beauty, but I never really talked about skincare or my skin, but it was always what everyone else wanted me to talk about because they were asking me about it. So then it kind of naturally happened. But yeah, the comments that are like, you force yourself to have acne or else you'd be jobless. I'm like, okay, that's an interesting take.
Try
Yeah.
having acne for a day.
Yeah.
No, listen.
Try
Try
it.
having acne for a day.
Yeah. I literally made a video once about everything I do because they were like, you don't care about your skin. That's literally why. I made a video walking everyone through like every little thing I do in my day that in the back of my head, I'm like thinking about my acne.
I literally yesterday was like, I should film a video. That exact video is what I thought. I was like filling up my water bottle and I drink lemon and ginger in my
Yeah.
water every day.
Yeah.
If I did not have acne, I would never have thought to do that. And it's just like
Totally.
everything in the back of your brain, you're thinking about your skin. Everything.
Absolutely.
It's so
Everything. I always say that, the universe gave me acne to like keep me in check because like
crazy.
it
Yes.
makes you think so much more about like your health, your body, what you're putting in, your sleep, your stress, like all of that. I know you mentioned to me, we spoke last time that you like cycle sync your life. Do you want to talk about that a bit? Because like I feel like if we didn't struggle with these things, I mean, I wouldn't really look at like what I'm eating or like my stress level. You know what I mean? Like I have friends who like have never struggled with acne a day. And I always say like, you know what? It's been a hard journey, but I'm grateful for the teachings because I feel like one, I'm
Sure.
like more cautious of like my body and what it reacts to. And then two, I am so happy that I don't care as much about like my looks all the time. You know, like I feel like it just brings you back down to earth a little bit and teaches you that it ain't that serious.
And I've always said that. Yep, it is not that serious. It's never that serious. My friends say that all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about your cycle syncing a bit, because I think it's a little bit of a new kind of topic that, I think as women, there's been that lack of education. Like I even know, like growing up in school, like no one taught us about kind of how our cycles work and how our bodies change throughout the month and everything like that. I know it's become more of like a trendy word online, but you've actually put it into practice. So yeah, tell me about it.
No, it's been really cool. So kind of like I mentioned earlier, I've done so many acne treatments that I was kind of like, I'm in my holistic era. And so I had been on birth control literally since I was like 14. I'm 23 now. So forever, basically. And I came off
Yeah.
in October and I was already like seeing things about this and following girls who were doing it. But when you're on birth control, you can't follow it because that's not a real period or whatever. And I thought that was so interesting, especially because it like, you can drink tea and eat nuts to balance your hormones. That's so insane to me. And
Right.
so right when I came off of birth control, I started like reading books about it and just trying to implement everything. So every morning, depending on where I'm at in my cycle, I drink a different tea.
Wow.
The ovulation tea is disgusting, but
What
thank
is
God you
it?
only ovulate for a couple of days or whatever. I couldn't even tell you what it is, but it just tastes not good. But that's okay. It's for the health. It's for your health.
Yes.
And then I also drink different nut milks in my like coffee and things like that, depending on each part of my cycle. So it's honestly a
Okay.
lot of like coordination. You can also eat the nuts, but I find like I make my coffee more often than I snack on nuts. So
Right.
that's a very easy way for me to implement it. Like you drink walnuts, cashews, almond, of course. And then there's one that's like macadamia nut, pumpkin. Pumpkin
Ooh.
seed is so good for you, by the way, if anybody's listening to this.
I've heard that. I've never tried it. I
Throwing
need
a
to look
bunch of
more.
pumpkin seeds like are insane. It's so crazy. But yeah, and then you can also cycle sync your workouts, which I'm not the best at, but the best part about cycle syncing, especially like for someone when you have acne, like you're kind of hard on yourself, like you're like, oh, like it is my fault, like I could always do more. I feel like learning about my body and how like my hormones fluctuate as a woman has given me a lot more, I don't know, patience with myself. Like I'm like, you know what? Like this week my body genuinely does not have the energy, and that's
Right.
okay. It's not that like I'm doing something wrong. It's just like my
Right.
body literally, and you'll notice that like in the gym, certain weeks, like you're hitting PRs and you're like, oh my God, I feel so strong. I'm eating it up. And then the week after, you like cannot even get close to that. And you're like, what the heck is going on? And it's literally just your hormones. And
Yeah.
I don't know, it helps you have more patience with and grace with yourself, I feel like has been, so that's been really, really nice.
That's so cool. Yeah, no, I totally feel that. Like, I mean, when I was like on my gym grind, I definitely felt that. And I had to like remind myself, like, wait, that makes so much more sense that this week I'm like, can't lift as much, or, I feel more fatigued. And it's not that I'm like lazy and not much work or whatever time. It's like, it's literally like the week of my period. Or why am I eating so much this week? Or blah, blah, right?
Sometimes I'm like so hungry,
Like,
or like it's like literally scientific. Like, you do crave chocolate towards like your period, and that's fine. You should eat it. You know what I mean? Like, listen to your body. It's like you should never restrict. I don't know. It's just really cool because like your body literally does crave certain things throughout the month for different reasons. And yeah, same thing with like sleeping. I sleep a lot in general. I take a lot of naps, but like certain times of the month, you genuinely are just sleepier. Your body's doing a lot on the inside. So like you have less hormones that give you energy. You're just sleepy and that's okay. Take a nap, you know?
And I feel like this year so many women found out that like for women 8 hours of sleep is actually not enough. And it's like I was literally yelling at my friend, well, not yelling, but I was like telling my friend, I'm like, you need to prioritize your sleep more. Like she sleeps like 5 hours a night and she's like always anxious and this and that. I'm like, you prioritize everything else in your life but your sleep, because to you that's an option, you know? And it's like you just have to make it a priority, just like you get to work on time and leave it on time. Like do that with your sleep schedule, and you just have to like honestly be harder on yourself with that part of it, because it will change your life. Like once I started being more strict with my sleep,
Your skin
insane.
gets better. Like I always notice, like, oh yeah, I've been sleeping pretty good recently, and that like my skin's always better. Like your stress levels are down. Like, yeah, everything. Your body is like it needs that time to recharge for
That's
sure.
the thing, because that's like when your body goes into like it does all its recovery and everything is during your sleep, you know, and that goes with your skin and everything. But that, yeah, that's so cool. I need to like look more into cycle syncing, but just having that education I think is amazing, because like you said, instead of blaming of like why is my body acting this way, it's like under like they always say knowledge is power, right? So like understanding your body, that it's like, oh, this makes sense, and you adapt to what it needs that week. Do you find like you cycle sync your like work and like other parts of your life too?
Yes, I do, especially my work. Yeah, because like some parts of your cycle, you're more creative. And those are when I always notice because like you naturally are like doing things like more like during that part of my cycle, which I can't remember, it's probably like your follicular phase or something like that. During that part of my cycle, I will notice I'm cranking out like five videos a day. Like I am grinding. And then like towards the end of my cycle, I like cannot even get myself to film one. And so yeah, I do just like kind of naturally sync. But whenever I feel that like instinct to work, I because I'm like, I know later in this month, I'm not gonna want to do any work. So I definitely do.
Interesting. And obviously, like, we kind of have different jobs because it's like really on us and more flexible in that. Do you have any advice for someone who's maybe in more of like a traditional 9 to 5 job with like cycle syncing?
I mean, I feel like with work, that might be a little bit harder. Honestly, because you can't really like work ahead and stuff like that, but prioritizing the like workouts and the foods with it, I feel like will help a lot because that helps balance your hormones so much. I always notice when I don't drink my teas consistently, like a huge difference. Like I'm so much more like my mood swings are a lot stronger and things like that. But whenever I like am consistent with my like nuts and my teas, I'm a lot more stable and my energy levels are a little bit more stable. So just knowing that towards the end of your cycle, you might want to drink a couple more cups of coffee. Like, so, you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like that's super hard. Do you have any ideas?
I think even for the teas, like I think those are really easy to have like during the day too, like at an office job. Like I mean, when I worked in corporate, like I was making teas all day long just to, because I need always need something to like drink or
Have to
snack on,
drink.
you know.
Oh.
So like that was always nice. I always was on like the spearmint and like dandelion root kick and
Love
stuff.
spearmint.
So stuff like that, I think, yeah, the sleep is probably like the biggest part, especially
Yeah, prioritizing certain things during your cycle. That way, like, you're ready to go when you're at work. For sure. And also being like aware of the fact that certain parts of your cycle, you're more social and certain parts aren't. So, if you ever have control over like meetings or like projects, if you ever have control over those things, kind of like scheduling them during the times you're more social and more confident, just naturally.
And I think even just having that base level understanding of like if you're feeling down that week, even though you know you have to get your work done, like we all have to do it. It's not like we go into like hibernation for a week, you know, like,
Weekends. I invited weekends. Yes.
but at least you know, like, okay, like this is why I'm, you know, kind of having to push a little harder. And then you're not being like, oh, why am I being lazy this week? Like, yeah, just
Exactly.
having
I just feel like,
that.
yeah, knowing you're like just easier on yourself. You're like, okay, it's just this week. It's okay if I fall behind the tiniest bit. Just prioritizing certain things, doing your most important things that you can get done. And then, yeah.
So speaking of like work stuff, obviously, you know, like I know you did a business degree, right? Like
Yeah.
by trade. Did you always kind of think you wanted to go down like the more entrepreneurial path?
No, it's actually so crazy. I wanted to be a doctor up until like 21, 22.
Okay, it's like
So
2 years
not that
ago.
long ago.
Okay.
Whatever. So I graduated high school in 2020. So like I like graduated high school during COVID and then entered
Yes.
college during COVID. So it was a very transitional period to have that happen. But I feel like it taught me a lot about myself and that I wanted the slower paced life and the more free life. And that's not for everyone. A lot of people, you know, they like going to their jobs or whatever. I just found that naturally I enjoyed like just doing my own thing. And so that kind of like made me aware of it. And then when I was going to school and like posting more and doing things like that, I decided to like go into dentistry instead of like normal medicine because it gave me more of that free schedule and I could have my own business. And then I worked at the dental office and I was like, I care more about running this business than being a dentist right now. And so I was like, I'm more excited about doing a business and like I don't even like care to, you know, be a dentist. So it's kind of like, I don't know, it was a very natural thing just through exposure. Like I thought I was gonna do medicine and then I switched to something that was more entrepreneurial, like and still in medicine. And then I was like, I prefer the entrepreneurial side. So no, it definitely wasn't always there, but I definitely listened to it, even though people were like not supportive at first, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I want to kind of dive into because literally even like I feel like I've made it so clear to people in my life that like ever since I was little, I always said like a 9 to 5 is not for me. And then I proved that to myself once I did like go into the corporate world. Then I was like, no, this is not for me. And all my friends like know that. Like I did a business and engineering degree, and like where I live, it's very like 9 to 5 oil and gas centered. And I had one of my friends even just last night ask me, like, so are you gonna go get an engineering job? And I was like, an engineering job, like I thought I made it pretty clear, like this is what I was like, me? I'm like,
Like
I'm
job.
employed. What?
Literally.
So, but there is like, you know, that kind of stigma of like, oh, are you gonna go get a real job? Or like, you know, what if it all goes downhill? Like, what are you gonna do? How did you kind of deal with that? Because I think that's the struggle a lot of people not have, not just in, let's say, going more of a traditional path in entrepreneurship, but in anything in life of just like that outer pressure and judgment of like, okay, what is everyone else gonna think about my decision?
Yeah, even switching from like a biology degree to a business degree, that was enough within itself. A lot of people were like, oh, like you just want to do the easy thing. You just don't want to work. You want to do anything but work, basically. And I was like, why do y'all want to work so bad? Is how I felt. I was like, sorry. And everything has its like, you know, struggles. Being your own boss is definitely a struggle in itself. I feel like that was the hardest part about a lot of entrepreneurial things is just deciding, I don't know, just letting go of those old beliefs about yourself and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I need you to ask the question again.
Yeah, no worries. Like, just how did you kind of deal with that? Like, responding to that outside pressure of like, you should go down a more traditional path or get a stable job, get a real job,
Yeah,
and
I just
gave
feel like
what your
I
heart
had to
said.
keep proving to myself that this was the right decision, if that makes sense. Slowly but surely, like obviously I didn't dive into it all at once. I'm a very prepared person, but like once I started making money in social media, I was like, cool. And then I realized like, okay, I want to keep doing this type of stuff. I switched to my business degree, and when I tell you the weight that lifted off my shoulders was so crazy. I felt so much lighter. And it just felt like ease, like not easier in like a school's not as hard, but like
It's
easier
just
and like it
different.
felt right. Yeah, it felt right. And I was more interested in what I was doing. And so I just kept doing little things to prove myself. And then obviously, like you have to get rid of the haters. Like obviously, like you can't like talk to those people as often, even if they're still in your life. Like you might just quiet their voice a little bit until they see you doing it. And then of course they're gonna be like, oh my God, and then you're like,
Of course, yeah, of course.
But yeah, that is one of the hardest. When I spoke at my school a couple months ago, that's what I said. I was like, one of the hardest things about being an entrepreneur is the beliefs that you used to have about yourself, for sure.
And kind of,
On a real job that you don't like deserve your money and stuff like that. You really just have to practice like validating yourself and not listening to other people's words.
totally. And I've gotten a lot of like recently, like my grad was 2 days ago, all done,
Hey,
officially
woo!
graduated. But I finished my classes like 5 months ago, and even before that, people always ask me like, "What are you doing now? Like, what's your plan?" And it's just that. I think a lot of people have the perspective that, oh, I'm like wasting my degrees, or, you know, I don't want to be an engineer. And I'm like, yeah, as you mentioned, like taking the easy route in a way. And it's like, I don't know that there is. There was this post I saw like years ago, but it was like, a 9-to-5 job is hard, entrepreneurship is hard, having no job is hard, pick your hard, and it's like,
Yeah, they all have their different hearts for sure. Yeah.
yeah, and you just like, but some things will feel like a more natural fit and be easier for some people versus others. Like, I always give this as an example. I feel like I've given it as an example in every episode now, but my brother, like, he helps me a lot with my editing and stuff. And sometimes when he spends the day with me and I'm filming all day, he's like, I could never do what you do. Like, your brain's always on. You're always like, ideas, ideas, ideas. But we just,
Always on.
exactly. But we just work so differently, like, me and
Yeah.
him. And like, that's okay. But I think, yeah, that outside opinion to anything, not just work related and stuff, but I think we have to remember, like, we're living our own lives, and like you said, shut out those people. Don't take advice from people you don't want to trade lives with, like that whole thing. And I think educating like the other party on like, hey, like, this is why I want to do this, kind of like explaining your side of the story. I think we often, I say this with acne too, like whenever I would get unsolicited advice from someone who has never struggled with acne, if I just take 5 minutes, kind of sit them down and explain to them my journey, like most people are empathetic. Most people can try to relate. So it's like, if you're open to conversation, they're open to it, like you can kind of come out with a good understanding on both sides in the end. But good for you for choosing yourself and following what's right for you. And I think that's such a good example of like, we're young, and I think in our generation it's kind of different. We're gonna pivot different career paths and stuff versus like maybe our parents and stuff kind of chose one career and retired in that same job. For us, I think it's okay to kind of bounce back and forth and find what you really want to do. And I always say, like, industry will always be there. Like, if you later down the line still want to become a dentist, like, the
That's
world's your
fine.
oyster.
Literally. And that was one thing whenever I did like a lot of like shadowing, because when you're going to be a doctor, you talk to a lot of people, doctors, nurses, you just do a lot of
Right.
shadowing. And that was one thing I always like noticed. I would always ask about like their lives and things like that. And these people have had 20 lives. They were married to someone in Italy. They were a school teacher. Like you would be so surprised by how many things these people have done. And that always like gave me so much comfort. I was like, if this doesn't work out, no big deal.
It's
I mean, it's
fine,
gonna work
yeah.
out. You have to have that mindset when you're an entrepreneur, like it's working out no
Yeah.
matter. But like it was just not a big deal. And that always blew my mind. I was like, you've been married, like that's so crazy that you lived like other places. Like it blew
Right.
my mind, but it like I always think about that whenever I'm stressed. I'm like, it's okay. You can just
Totally.
live life and it's just another story to tell your grandkids one day.
Exactly. Well, even like, look at me and you were both 23. How many lives have we had so far at the same? So who knows how many more
Exactly.
we're
It's so crazy. You never know.
okay, so you're obviously, we've talked about like your acne journey and stuff. I feel like a lot of people come to you for your pimple patch videos, your pimple peel videos. How did you get into that, I guess? I mean, I feel like you probably just were using them and started filming them, or what was that journey like?
I mean, yeah, so like I've been using pimple patches since like the first patch came out. In 2018, my mom saw an Instagram ad for Peace Out pimple patches. And
Slay.
I kid you not, and I've been using them ever since. And so yeah, it was just part of my skincare routine. And I found that people like were like, "Oh my gosh, that's so satisfying. I love that."
I
And
know.
kept doing it. And I like using them too. They help me like not touch anything.
Yes.
I just like them too. And so, yeah, it was pretty natural to just take them off. I don't know.
Yeah, start using them. And then now you're coming out with your own brand, the
Yes.
Acne Girly. What kind of inspired that? And like, yeah, let's just talk about, you can kind of tell the story of it.
I feel like I was kind of inspired to do this. Like I said, I'm kind of entrepreneurial in general. And I know I was finishing school soon, but I always think it's so interesting whenever I see like acne brands or whatever, and they're kind of using scare tactics almost. Like they're shaming you into buying their products. Like you won't be beautiful until you use our product
Fix
and
yourself
stuff
with
like that.
this, like,
Yeah. And like even acne like commercials or whatever, or campaigns, like the people didn't even have acne, and which is fine for them. Love that. But like I'm like, what? Like, I don't know who you're marketing to, because people who struggle with it, like us, where it's been like forever and ever, like we're seeing past that. We're like, listen, girl,
Yeah.
like how am I gonna know something works if your skin is already perfect? Which is fine, but
Yeah.
love that actually. And so I kind of wanted to destigmatize, which has kind of been like the whole thing, like posting online, and like we all do the same thing, me and you and stuff like that, but kind of reframing the term like acne girly or like having acne into something that's not so like, I don't know, like childish or like embarrassing and things like that. Because some people also think that like you only get acne when you're like a teenager and your hormones
Right.
are crazy, but a lot of people struggle with it in their 20s and they didn't struggle with when they're kids. And sometimes like I know that's probably like even harder to deal with. And so I kind of wanted to create a brand that was like mature and classy and like feminine, but also empowering in a way where like when you say the word acne, you don't think of it like you think of
Yeah.
it
Y'all have to be watching the video version of just for that
I made
reaction.
faces to describe.
it described perfectly. I love that so much, and I think you like what is this term? Hit the nail on the head. Anyways,
I don't remember.
I think you said it perfectly, and like you know the whole oh it can look childish and so I've gotten so many comments of like how do I look professional with acne or how do I you know I think that is such a big stigma. And even okay, let's talk about pimple patches for a second, because why are these girlies coming online and hating on the girlies for wearing pimple patches and saying it looks like childish and unprofessional?
Okay, first of all, that video, this girl was at like a Brandy Melville or something. We need to relax. The girls, the Brandy Melville can wear pimple patches if they want. Second of all, that's just like a thing I feel like that I've always been kind of annoyed by. It's like, why do I feel like acne's unprofessional? Like, why do people not take me as seriously? Like, when you see my skin, or like, I don't know. You guys can wear pimple patches whenever you want. Okay. It's really that big of a deal. But wear the ones that aren't bright colored. Like, okay. Like,
There you go.
I don't know. Like, that's just so weird to me. Like, who are you to tell me what I can put on my face?
I think that's so interesting to me because you know how you made the reference before of like no one's gonna come up and give unsolicited advice to like someone's like health or right, like health and wellness, but they will to your acne. It's kind of the same. Everyone's all for like having your own style and wearing the clothes that you want stuff, but God forbid you put a little sticker on your face.
And it's like part of the outfit.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
like,
love
if you're wearing a
star
bright colored like
patch.
star patch, yeah, exactly. Like, it's an accessory. Because normally I don't wear colored patches, but sometimes I'm like, it matches the fit. Like, it's cute.
It does, yeah. And why is it no issue when like a celebrity who doesn't even have acne wears them? But then when you wear them to actually help your skin. And that's the thing, like you mentioned, just don't wear a colored one if it's that big of a deal. Like for me, I wear the colored ones. I love them. But like when I was working like an office job, I would just wear the like hero invisible ones that you could barely even see. Because hey, some mornings I'd have to get to the office and like my skin was bleeding out. So like what was I supposed to do, you
Oh,
know?
literally, like, am I gonna put makeup? No, like, let me just put a patch on and put
Yeah.
it
And no one cares, you know, it's
on.
so discreet.
I know, it's so weird to me whenever I see a girl comes on the internet and says it like once a year, and everyone's like, but a lot of people in the comments agreed with her. I'm
I
like,
know, that's the thing. That's the
you
thing.
guys
But
are
you know what?
haters.
Like
Last time.
you're not gonna relate until you've kind of gone through it. And I think it's like at the end of the day, like I don't always work like I don't get up in the morning and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put on all these pimples because they're part of my look. Like it's like I'm gonna put on the pimple patches where I need them to go because
Right, they're
like I need
strategically placed on pimples.
the healing to helping, and then they're not like as exposed and stuff like that. And I'm pretty good at like not picking my skin, but sometimes like acne will just like break on its own. You like need to patch it up, you know? Oh my God, not everyone coming at you online for like popping that one pimple.
That was the
They were
one by
like jail.
my eye. One by my eye. He was giving me a migraine, first of all. And second of all, like you said, sometimes they open up on their own.
The
Oh
way though that
my.
like everyone came at you as if you
Like I
committed like
said,
a
I don't even
crime.
read the comments, you guys. I did respond to a couple where I was like, y'all acting like you've never popped a pimple before. That's the thing. People will get mad at you on the internet for popping pimples, for not popping pimples, for treating your skin with skincare, for using too much skincare.
Yeah.
You never make them happy, and like
Wearing
that's
makeup, not wearing makeup. And that's the thing is like
actually
people
that one too.
will give advice as if they've never like done it
But it's themselves.
before.
And that's what irritates me. I'm like, I know. Like, y'all expect me to be an esthetician on here just because I have acne, and I've never claimed to be that. I've never
Right.
once said I'm a professional pimple popper ever. I'm just a girl.
You rebrand to Dr. Pimple Popper.
Literally, I'm just a girl. Like,
Oh, God.
I'm just in my bathroom, just like you are whenever you're popping me your pimples. Come here. You just have to see
You're
me.
just
Like,
like
that's the difference.
POV, yeah. No, I love that, and I love your attitude about it. But yeah, no, it is funny because it's not even that. Just like with acne, it's like literally anything in life. Like if you have like one slip up, let's call it, in like anything in life, people act like they've never done the exact same thing. You know, like you could say like I accidentally slept in today, and then everyone online would be like, "What the heck? Like, how could you know that same
So
notion?"
irresponsible, or like,
Yeah.
you know, bad when there's like kids that are celebrities. It's like, y'all have done way worse. Don't even start with me right now.
Your
Those
whole life
are
just
growing
wasn't,
up.
and your
They're
life wasn't just like broadcast online for the rest of the world to pick
yeah,
apart.
and half of it's fake. I'm like, ugh.
Enough, enough.
Literally.
Okay, back to the no. So what do you feel like? Okay, you've kind of talked about the aesthetic, and I love that you're like kind of breaking down those standards of like acting associated with like unprofessionalism and making people feel like it's almost like its own aesthetic. Like that acne girly is its like own. I love that so much. So your first product, do you want to talk about it or how you're feeling? Okay.
You guys are watching the video. You need
Get on
to
the video.
clip this for TikTok. Okay, so our first product is pimple patches, very naturally. Hello. Like
It
we
made
all
sense.
know, I've tested genuinely, not kidding, probably every single pimple patch on the market, or if not most of them. And so it was very easy for me to know exactly what I wanted and like exactly what I didn't want. And like different aspects of things and stuff like that. So I'm excited for these pimple patches to come out because I know that they work and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, we put it in a little refillable case.
So
I'll do
cute.
ASMR for the girlies who aren't watching.
It's so like it definitely gives that like grown feel. It's like because like the that refillable compartment, like we've seen brands like Starface and stuff, but that definitely feels more like teen, like it's more colorful and fun. Like this is giving grown woman, put in your work bag, like
Exactly. I want like there's like the AG logo on there, whatever. Like the brand is acne girly, but like don't you don't have like if it makes you feel weird, like you don't have to like have the word acne plastered on something. I don't know.
right.
Like yeah, it just is very classy. It's cute. Anything could be in here. And then of course we have the little mirror in there. I redo my lip liner in there all the time. We have little refillable patches. But yeah, the goal was to create something that was like so beautiful that you want to keep it on your shelf, no matter like. Like everybody has skin, my skincare will work, first of all. But everybody has skincare that like doesn't work, but they kept it because it was pretty. And that was a priority for me. Like I said, mine will work, but I don't know. Yeah, I wanted it to feel classy. My like biggest thought whenever I thought of like what how I wanted you to feel whenever you like bought or wore or whatever acne girly is like you're holding like a pearl necklace in your hands. Do you know that feeling? Like just clutching some pearls, like there's just nothing like it, and it's like so like I don't know, it's like powerful and it's girly, and I
No,
like that.
I
The grown
love
woman
the
classy, like
yeah, because the girls, the women have acne too, and it's okay, and it doesn't define, I always say this, it doesn't define your abilities, your professionalism, your smarts, your like achievements. It's just some spots on your face. Like literally at the end of the day. So okay, you talked about like obviously you've tried like every pimple patch on the market, or close to. So what kind of makes acne girly pimple patches different? And what kind of maybe features did you kind of combine or make sure you didn't want based on everything you've tried in the past?
So we want to come out with a little bit more of an innovative one next, but it's a little bit more complicated. This one, I mean, first of all, hopefully it works on everyone. A lot of patches don't stay on. I break out a lot around my mouth, so that was something that I wanted to make sure would not happen, like where the patches were falling off around my mouth. So I made sure they were sticky, but not too sticky where they like hurt when you peel them off. As I was in my videos, I get a lot of hate about the faces I make. I'm like, okay, God forbid a girl's face hurts when they rip off a patch. Like, it's not serious. But hopefully these don't pull on you guys. And then also in terms of packaging and all of that, like I wanted it to be an experience to use the patch, if that makes sense. I didn't want you to just open a cardboard box, rip open a little package or whatever. Like, I wanted you to feel like you were experiencing something and that you were like, I wanted you to feel empowered whenever you're using it. Like, if you know it's gonna work. You know, it comes from a girly who gets you, and like you're part of a community whenever you wear acne girly, if that makes sense.
Totally makes sense. And I think that's the biggest thing is it's not just, like use this to fix blah blah blah. It's just like here's something that can just hold your hand in the process and help you through it and be kind of that crutch. I'm so excited for this brand. I'm so excited for you and everything you're doing. Where do you hope to see Acne Girly in the next like year, 2 years down the line?
Well, I mean, acne girly, my goal for it is to stand alone with or without me. Like it's not a influencer brand, like it's its own thing. Like I'm starting a business, not an influencer brand. So I mean, I don't know if we're gonna be in stores or if we're gonna stay online. If we are in a store, I think we're more Sephora vibe. I don't know if that offends people or not, but we know the difference between and Ulta. I feel like we're more of a Sephora vibe. I don't know. I wanted to feel like luxury and whether it like has a luxury price tag or not. Like I want it to feel like
The
luxury.
feel of it.
Yeah. And so I don't know. We might be in stores. We might not. I don't know. We're just gonna have probably in the next year, we'll maybe have a couple more products out. Just yeah, I don't know. Eventually, I do want to lean into makeup a little because makeup with acne is so complicated and it takes 20 million years to find a concealer that covers anything.
Totally.
So I would like to do that as well, like a one-stop shop for the girlies who need like something quick while they have acne, not when they fix it. So
Totally. Just kind of like bridging those gaps. Yeah, I was gonna ask you, like, are you thinking just like focus on like patches and different types of patches, or were you like planning to also lean into skincare makeup, which you just answered that. But like, are there, say if you want or not, but like, are there, you mentioned like different variations of patches, like is that in the future
yes,
of an acne
hopefully.
girly?
Hopefully we'll figure it out one way or another. It's like something that hasn't been done, and so a lot of manufacturers are like kind of giving us like kickback on it, but I feel like it can be done. I don't know. Like there's always a first for everything. So I'm like, what
Yeah,
do you mean it can't be done? So
there is.
hopefully we figure that out. It may not be our next launch, but hopefully one day, let's just actually just manifest it right now. One day we will figure it out. Then we'll all like be so excited. It'll be
Exactly.
a good time.
Well, okay, it's so exciting. Your brand is here. Where can people find it?
Acnegirly.com should be easy enough to find. And then that Acne Girly on all socials. If you guys follow me, I'm that Katie Smith, that Acne Girly.
You made it nice and simple for the
Nice and
people.
easy.
Thatacnegirly.com. Once the products launch, which it will be by the time you guys are seeing this episode, I'll have all the things to find that Acne Girly down in the description so you guys can see Katie's brand and all. But yeah, so excited to see this brand come to life. Thank you for coming on Loud Talk, being so loud about everything and so open. It was so nice talking to you. And yeah, last thing I'm going to ask you is, what is something you love about your skin today?
Oh, what I love about my skin today. I'm wearing makeup, so like I have to think really hard about this. I love how even my skin tone is getting recently, even with my
Amazing.
spots. The LED mask is holding me down.
Slay. Red light.
Yep, that shark LED mask.
Oh,
Yep.
the shark one. I haven't tried that one.
It is mix. They like use like a red and blue light
Combo.
in between them every like couple minutes. And so it kind of like targets the discoloration and the bacteria. It's really cool.
Super cool. Love it. Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming on Loud Talk. It was so nice chatting with you. To everyone listening or watching on YouTube, new episodes every single week, Sunday MST. Make sure to watch the video version. It's a lot more fun on the Loud Talk with Lavi YouTube channel. But I love you guys, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.
Bye.